क्वेश्चन, मीट ईटिंग कॉजेज हार्म टू अदर्स बट गैम्बलिंग बट इंटॉक्सिकेशन डजेंट. नाउ इफ पीपल आर एंजॉयिंग देमसेल्व्स, वाई इज इंटॉक्सिकेशन कंसिडर्ड सो हार्मफुल? आंसर, इट इज़ नॉट दैट इंटॉक्सिकेशन डजेंट कॉज हार्म टू अदर्स. DUI, ड्राइविंग अंडर इंटॉक्सिकेशन, इज अ मेजर सोर्स ऑफ रोड एक्सीडेंट्स एंड इन मैनी कंट्रीज, इन प्रैक्टिकली ऑल कंट्रीज ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड. It is a serious crime if a person drives with after having taken too much alcohol. So when people are driving a vehicle, they can ram into others because they are drunk. Their own vehicle can go out of control and it can cause death to innocent people. So it's a serious crime that can happen when people are drunk and they drive thereafter. So we don't live in an isolated world. We live in a very connected world, and that's why we can't say that what I do is just my own business. What we do inevitably affects others. So driving is just one example. Quite often when people get drunk, then they speak things which they never meant to speak and they hurt others. When people get drunk, sometimes they may also do other things, such as they may gamble and lose a lot of money. When they get drunk, they basically intoxication, while giving us some high, some sense of pleasure, also weakens and numbs our intelligence, our discretion faculty. And we end up doing harmful things which hurt others. And ultimately, from the spiritual perspective, if we understand that we are gods, we are his parts, and whatever we have belongs to him. So even our body belongs to him. And intoxication causes harm to our body. So we are harming that which is not our property to harm. And from the spiritual perspective, going further, we understand that actually the soul is longing for spiritual happiness, which comes by purification and elevation of consciousness toward the spiritual level. In terms of the analysis, in terms of three modes, sattva guna, rajoguna, tamoguna, we want to rise towards higher mode of goodness and beyond to transcendence, where we can find lasting happiness. But intoxication takes us in the opposite direction towards ignorance. And thus, while alluring us with a little happiness, intoxication actually takes us away from real happiness. So thus, because of its potential to harm others and because of its innate nature of harming us physically in terms of health and also spiritually in terms of alienating us from our spiritual nature, intoxication is considered very detrimental and should be avoided. Thank you.